With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the second White House sit-down since the president's return to office. Former Israeli military officer Michael Oren was asked by Salem Radio Network if he believes President Trump is prepared to move against Iran if they continue their nuclear development effort.
I do. And that seems to be the message coming out of Washington. And I'm sure it's the hope coming out of Israel. But Iran, they're smart. And they're great negotiators. They're great market negotiators. And they will publicly say, oh, we won't negotiate under pressure. But privately, they'll get back to the president and say, OK, we're willing to sit down and cut a deal.
U.S. airstrikes kill at least two people in a stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels. Nine other Houthis were wounded. The intense campaign of airstrikes in Yemen under President Trump has reportedly killed at least 69 people. Also at SRNnews.com, the left's efforts to disparage the president and the media not working.
The results come from the Daily Mail surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the new global tariffs put in place by the administration were to address a national security issue and added it's a major problem things like medicine are made in China. That was highlighted during the COVID pandemic. This is SRN News. The Public Religion Research Institute asks about abortion, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judges ruled that Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women travel to other states to obtain abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers that sued Attorney General Steve Marshall after he suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. Marshall has not actually pursued any such prosecutions. This is SRN News. Political analyst Matthew Continetti is reminding Americans that the very same so-called experts criticizing President Trump's trade policies today refuse to allow questions about Joe Biden's mental health during the previous administration.
I have to say that the way in which the media covered up for Biden does make me raise an eyebrow when I hear the uniform chorus of experts say that Trump's policy on trade is going to end in utter disaster.
Continetti cautions against blindly believing the flood of negative news reports about President Trump's trade policies.
This group of experts are wrong. They're almost always wrong. And so one lesson I take away from the Biden experience is we really have to look at what the Beltway class says with a huge dollops of salt.
He said President Trump's been clear. He's working to restore the United States industrial base. More at SRNnews.com.